All my homies all up in the church. Let me teach you how you're supposed to act
like a Christian.
You see, when you ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, then there's a different way that you're supposed to live like a Christian.
Elbows out, hands up high. Elbows out, out, hands up high. Elbows
everybody
out,
together now.
Hands up high, elbows out, hands
unless
up
you're driving.
Like this is an exercise video.
All up in the church. We on time.
Looking don't do this if you're driving.
For game time.
It's not
I
safe.
Need a couple big boys so we can win. Lose already, game is few. Man, that's a sin. Okay, I like you. I like you, but I don't like him. We play some crazy games
what?
On Wednesday night. Then on Thursday morning, we get ready to go back to the high school. That's where we can live a holy week. When we act like a Christian, like a Jesus freak, or when we hide who we really are and be ashamed of the Savior who gave us all. Like this and like that, nailed to a cross while all the guards spat on his face and made fun of him, treating him real nasty like he was a
elbows out, hands up high. Elbows out, out, hands up.
Elbows out, hands up high.
Come on, everybody now.
This is the Jesus aerobics.
Ready,
come on.
Everybody together.
Christian, hands up high. Elbows out, out, hands up high.
The praise exercises.
Elbows out, hands up high.
Like a Christian, I'm saved. I behave differently because God expects of me a reborn life. Jesus Christ promised an abundant life. Tells me how to live now that I'm clean. Jesus' blood cleansed, if you know what I mean. I'm a new creation. I haven't got salvation. Look into my life. See my weird organization. I used to do that dance, but no more. Now I go to church and I'm serving the Lord. Just like that. Yep, like that. I'm nothing but a sinner trying to chase the Lord. Living like a Christian, I will never be bored. Trying not to sin, go to church, yeah, I can live like that. Now God wants me to spend time with him eternally. Like a Christian.
Elbows out, hands up high. Elbows out, out, hands up high. Elbows out, hands up high. Elbows out, hands up high.
And I live like a Christian. Hands up high. Elbows out, out, hands up high.
Okay. All right.
Who is that?
That's Pastor Mike. He's just a youth. He's just a dorky white bread youth pastor.
That's
in
funny.
California. But he struck a beat.
Yes, he did.
He struck
he
a
found
beat.
His beat.
He found a beat. Well, let's wash our collective third eyes and listen to something else to get us started.
Okay.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning.
Yeah.
Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
Well, on today's show, we're going to talk about sleep pirates. We're going to talk about voting, history, stuff, a little bit.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
All right.
You sound so excited about it.
Well, I guess. Well, first off, I'm going to give a shout out to Bill and Sue McCleary. McCleary. McCleary.
Okay, you got it right?
Yeah, I'm just sounding it out. McCleary.
McCleary.
They sent me that song from Pastor Mike. That's their youth pastor. Their pastor, the youth pastor at their church.
Oh, cool.
I'm assuming they're not Utes themselves because they're Bill and Sue McCleary.
Yeah, that wouldn't be
it's
young,
possible.
Young marriage.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume they would be in the young marrieds and not in the Utes.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Why do they have to be called Utes?
Because on my cousin Vinny.
Well, I know that's where it came from.
The great and all-powerful Herman Munster called them Utes.
Utes.
So they will forever be Utes.
Yes.
Bill and Susie. Bill and Susie McCleary from California. I don't know where in California. I can give you their IP address if that helps. No.
I don't. You better not
do that.
No.
All right. So there you go.
Thank you. That's nice. Nice of them to answer our request to send in music.
I've been talking to him all day.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this was all day last Thursday.
You talked to him all day?
We traded a few emails.
Oh, huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this.
He said he found us through Jesus Geek.
See,
I think we're doing something. I think we're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people find us through other podcasts.
Oh.
Instead of finding other podcasts through us. How are these other podcasts getting listeners? I mean, I'm thankful for Jesus Geek and was it Fred Passmore's Sheep Laughs, that podcast?
Okay.
I'm thankful for them for mentioning us and, you know, and everything. But How do they get listeners? I mean, how are they attracting?
We do too.
How are they attracting people?
We do too.
Yeah, we mainly get people through iTunes. That's our main source of getting people.
We got the master of all that is promotions.
Master of all promotions, JesusGeek.info?
No, Chaz.
Chaz, oh, well, that's true.
If anybody will get you out there, it'll be him.
Well, he's all into tags and stuff. You know, he's all into that stuff.
Well, you know, it gets you noticed. So this is the first time we've done a show, just the two of us, in like 3 weeks.
Long time.
Yeah.
Long time. Finally got all those people at our house.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
I miss Dan. I miss all of them, really.
Yeah. Are you sad?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But Dan's kind of stayed longer than the rest.
Yeah.
So I got more attached to him.
Yeah. Like a son.
But I've been watching the videos.
Yeah.
And that made me kind of miss everybody all over again.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Tim's so sweet. You know? And
yeah.
And I just, you know, it's not the same without having Gracie's voice.
Listening to Larry sing.
Listening to Larry, you know, all that. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, and Ruth Ann and Cam, you know, they're quietly in the corner over there, but they're there.
They're there. Always there.
Mm-hmm. 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 Well, listen, we need to, for those of you who know Gracie, Gracie's our woman's minister in the She's a shepherd on the forum. Mm-hmm. She's in the community at mylifeministries.org, which is where we all is. And so even if you don't know her, please be in prayer for her. Her father is very, very ill, and so she's very out of pocket. Also, Michigan Charlie, who is, I don't know, day four? Wow.
Hello. Well,
that was neat. It's an interesting...
A little software update.
Was that Michigan? Oh, is that what that was? I thought maybe it was Michigan Charlie chiming in.
Oops.
Michigan Charlie's been with us since like day four or five.
When
me and Chance were doing this. He was the first listener after Tim.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he's very ill too. He's going through chemotherapy. But the Lord, he keeps sending us very positive and very encouraging updates. So we appreciate
that. Well, that's good to know.
Also, we got an email from Dr. Cheese. And it's always, you know, it's always best to have a name like Dr. Cheese if you want people to talk about you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's fun to say Dr. Cheese.
It is.
So I'm going to say Dr. Cheese a lot.
Okay.
Because it's Dr. Cheese.
Keep saying it.
Now, I wouldn't actually go to him for any medical advice.
No.
But if I had, you know, sort of a dairy product problem.
Like constipation, for instance?
No, I was thinking more like some kind of... In the refrigerator, not in my bowels, okay?
Well, you know, cheese usually has an effect on people.
That's later on. And I wouldn't call Dr. Cheese. I would call Dr. Roto-Rooter.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Dr. Pepto-Bismol. Dr.
Okay,
Suppository.
Okay, really? Okay, keep moving.
You brought it up.
Moving on.
Anywho. So Dr. Cheese sent me a thing. And I don't even remember what the original question was now. But anyway, he asked me this question and about podcasting and recording audio, and which is a shame because I think his videos are very funny. So I would prefer to see him do more
of the videos.
Of the videos. Yeah. And just improve his sound quality on them because I think that was one of the main things that was the problem. He probably needs to buy a Mac. It's probably what he needs to do. I was playing with Movie Maker software this week.
Yeah.
Trying to edit those videos for Gracie. Biggest worthless piece of junk that has ever been pushed out of Microsoft, okay?
Yeah.
You thought Windows 98 was bad. Try Movie Maker.
Yeah.
Thing's ridiculous. No matter what you stick into it, that is not acceptable Windows media for this player. But it says right there, MP4, right there, you know, MPEG, you know. AVI, it says you can import them, but you can't.
No.
Because it always says, that's not a valid media Windows media player.
That's why that guy in the commercials is getting therapy, you know.
Oh, yeah, PC and Mac.
Yeah, that's why PC's getting therapy.
Because he has to deal with Movie Maker software?
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame him.
And all the rest of the
mess.
So
I'm going to borrow Charlie's Mac and edit the rest of those videos.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Anywho, Dr. Cheese. Back to Dr.
Yes.
Cheese.
Constipation.
So he's writing about MP3s and iTunes and everything. And so I don't know when I'll get back to him. Probably he'll probably hear this podcast before I get back to him because it's a lot going on. So,
what's your point?
About what?
About Dr. Cheese.
He wants to know how to podcast. Oh, he's okay. Asking me questions and stuff. So,
You brought it up. Why?
Just saying, hey, shout out Dr. Cheese.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to say Dr. Cheese.
Oh, okay. As long as we got that figured out.
Yep.
Why you are bringing it up.
But let's talk about something more important.
Okay.
Let's talk about why you're a sleep pirate.
Me?
Yes.
I didn't know I was.
You are.
Okay.
You're a sleep pirate.
Why?
Because you're a very sweet, kind individual.
Yeah.
You're loving.
Uh-huh.
When Helen comes to you with a problem, you are there with a solution and in a very loving manner. Even if it's something she needs to correct, you correct it in an encouraging way.
Mm-hmm.
You're a model mother. You're a wonderful person.
Okay.
Until you go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Then you turn into a sleep pirate. Because Helen would come in the middle of the night.
You know that I don't do well with being woke up.
Helen would come in the middle of the night, scared, because there's a monster in her closet.
There aren't any monsters in her closet.
And you will go, you know, you're just like, arr, make her walk the plank. I mean, Helen knows not to come to Faith's side of the bed. She comes all the way around to my side of the bed. Daddy.
Because I'll send her back.
Daddy. I'm scared. And I'm like, okay, baby, you know, and I'll either take her back to bed and lay down with her, or I'll let her lay down with me, or whatever, you know, for a little while. And then let's say I'll let her lay down with me. Well, then in about 10 minutes, I start getting hit. And I don't mean like lightly tapped or gently shaken or, honey, why don't you take Skeeter back to bed? No. I mean like, get her out of here.
Oh, give me a break. Yeah.
You're like, hang her from the yard arms.
I am trying.
Down the hatches.
Okay, listen.
Mister. Ladies.
Jeez. I'm just wanted to do your pirate voice.
When did you become Dr. Hook? I mean, you know.
Well, you just wanted to do your pirate voice.
I want to do my pirate voice. That's not the sound you make at 2 a.m.
Nope.
With Helen in bed.
Nope.
You need to wake up and listen to yourself.
Mm-mm. Nope. Listen. Children should not sleep with their parents. This is my opinion only.
Okay. I agree. Parents should sleep with parents.
That's right.
Preferably the same set.
Yeah. I just think it's just not good for the kids. Kids need to learn to go to sleep by themselves in their bed. She did fine until now she's seven. All of a sudden, all these things are becoming very real to her. She's starting to understand things.
And she's starting to watch more adult or more...
Not adult, but more...
advanced movies, which have complicated themes in
which
them.
Which apparently she shouldn't be able to watch because she can't handle it. I'm not letting her watch them because she can't deal. And so she gets scared. She was coming, but no, you're not coming in my bed. You could come there for a few minutes until you feel better, but then you need to go back to your bed because if you started, then she's going to sleep. Because you started that, and then she slept with us every single night for like a month.
It was more like a week.
No, it was a long time. And now you're having to break the habit. So I'm just saying, I don't want to be mean, but I think that we need to set a precedence that's not.
All I did was talk with her, and I prayed with her, and it's been 5 nights that she hasn't
been
in
her bed. No, it hasn't. It's been 2.
5.
2.
Darling, it's been 5.
No. She just told me yesterday, I did it 2 nights in a row, Mommy. It's been 2 nights, Brad.
Well, it hasn't been. It's been 5, because the first night was the night she broke it. The first night she didn't get to do it, and that was on Sunday night.
So it hasn't been 5. It's been 2 in a row.
Okay. Well, she's only got 1 left.
No.
Yes.
She has
1 left.
What kind of week do you go by?
Because tomorrow night she'll be at Meemaw, so it doesn't count.
So she's got to do it a different night when she's home.
This is such an interesting show.
You are so insane. You are such a sucker.
Look, she has 1 night left, which is tonight.
You
tomorrow
are a
night,
sucker.
She'll be at Meemaw's.
She doesn't. You go in and ask her. Go ask her. And she'll tell you how many she has.
Next night is my last night before Mexico.
Uh-huh. That's what this is all about.
And she's...
I see. We get down to it.
And I told her if she slept by herself all week, she could come in our room, and she's actually going to sleep on my cot that I'm taking to Mexico. And she's going to sleep in there that last
That's
night.
That's fine if you want to do that, if you want to make an exception. If you want to make an exception, but it's not a reward because it hasn't happened yet. You can't reward her for something she hasn't done. So if you want to make an exception for the fact that you're going away, that's fine. But don't turn this in to your giving her an award for something she did because she hasn't done it.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Okay.
See, she's a sleep pirate.
Make sure we're clear.
She's a sleep pirate.
No, you are a sleep sucker.
What? Don't think you can say that. I don't think that's proper English, madam. Don't think you thought out that sentence.
Well, whatever.
Before you said it.
Whatever.
But. And that's all I got to say about that, Tim.
I'm not going to say a word here.
Probably wise.
Yes.
Now, what else? Oh, you know what?
What?
You know what? Buford got a parakeet.
He did?
Yep.
Oh, great.
Yep. Come on here, Buford. Hey there. Oh, well, hey there, sweetie pie. How you doing?
Hey, Buford.
What's up?
I hear you got a bird.
I shot somebody what?
I hear you got a parakeet.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, I got a parakeet.
Uh-huh.
I went down to the store there, down there, the pet store.
Uh-huh.
Not the bait shop,
oh,
which is where I usually get my pets, but, oh, you know, across the road over there where the pet store is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, went in there, and I wanted a parakeet.
Okay. What color is it?
Oh, he's all different colors.
Okay.
He's blue and yellow. And got a little red in him.
Does he talk?
Well, not yet. I'm still working on that.
Okay.
Still working on it. I'll tell you what. I'll have to check back with you on that. But, you know, been working with him, feed him crackers and that kind of thing.
Okay. Okay.
That, you know what I'm saying?
Does he have a cage?
Yeah. Oh, no. I full-fledged went all out. Got me some chicken wire, built him a cage.
Oh.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Is it hanging from your trailer?
No, it's out back.
Does it have a cover?
A cover, yeah. Well, I mean, the chicken wire all over it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. It can't fly away.
Well, of course. Okay, I might look stupid.
Okay, just making sure.
Well, I wasn't born yesterday. I paid good money for that parrot.
Yeah.
$12.50.
How much?
$12.50.
12?
Yes, ma'am.
For a parrot.
I know, it's crazy since I can't eat them and all, but
no, but that's not very much for a parrot.
Not a parrot. Parakeet.
Oh, a little teeny one.
Yeah, parakeet.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Just a teeny little parakeet. That still seems kind
of
cheap.
Well, I thought I was getting two of them.
A parakeet, yeah.
But that's a misnomer.
Oh.
That's what they call one of them misnomers.
Yeah.
You think you get, it's like a pair of jeans, you know. You go to buy a pair of jeans, you only get one jeans.
Yeah, you only get one.
So why do they say that anyway? Doesn't make any sense, does it?
I don't know. You're right.
Drives me crazy. Something like that drives me crazy.
I can imagine. You don't have a whole lot to think about, so
and
I'm
even,
sure that stuff fills your mind.
And why is it even plural? It's a pair of jeans.
Okay. So what are you going to do with this parakeet?
Well, I'm going to teach it to talk. You know,
is that it?
Yeah, I have a debate shop there, you know, so he can talk.
Well, what are you going to teach him?
You know, how to say stuff.
Like what?
Like, you know, howdy, how's the weather, you know, stuff like that. Looks like rain.
So he's going to sound like a redneck.
Looks like rain. Wouldn't that be funny? Have a little parakeet in the corner. Look like rain. Who said that? You know, customers get a kick out of it. The little kitties love animals that talk.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Redneck parakeet.
No, he's got a blue. He's blue around the neck.
Oh, he had a chest. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wanted to get a monkey.
Right.
Yeah, kids love monkeys. Monkeys are funny. But you know, you can't get one of them for under $15.
Oh. What kind of a monkey are you getting for $15?
I said you can't. That's why I didn't get one.
Well, what kind would you get?
Well, I was going to get one of them monkeys, you know, like Left Turn Clyde monkeys, you know. Okay. Monkey. By George, you know, banana monkey.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, right? You've seen them.
Yes.
Got the big fat lips.
Yeah, we
do that a lot.
That's not a monkey. That's a
monkey.
Orangutan.
They do that.
Oh, yeah, like in the zoo.
Mm, hell yeah. You got them at the zoo. You know, they won't let you take them home. You can't check them out or
no. No, they won't. Did you try?
Yeah.
What'd they tell you?
No, they wouldn't take my library card.
Oh, that's too bad.
I thought it was kind of the same thing. It was public, you know, place and all, but
No.
Nope. Can't check him out.
I don't think they'd let, they would, that monkey'd never be the same if he came to stay with you.
He wanted me to take him home, though. I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell by looking in their eyes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You can read a monkey's eyes?
Oh, yeah. You can tell if they want to come, or you can tell if they're a biter, you know. You can look in their eyes and you see if, you know, oh, he's a biter. No, that one's a biter, or that one's not a biter. You can tell.
Yeah, you can.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And this one wasn't a biter, neither.
Is this parakeet going to be loud? Because I don't want to be... Apparently, Brad says I don't like to be woke up.
I ain't got him to say nothing yet.
Okay, well, does he chirp and sing?
I can't even get him to talk, much less sing.
Okay.
You got a preferred song? How about Deep in the Heart of Texas?
Oh.
I could try to get him to sing that, you know.
I suppose.
I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you take it easy, sweetie. Bye.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye-bye.
You're so disgusted looking. You have this look of disgust on your face.
He just really makes me tired.
You need to lay down?
I think I might.
Because
I get woke up all the time.
Get woke up with Bob Buford?
No.
No.
Well, yeah, that too.
So, what are we looking at in time?
20 minutes.
Oh, 20 minutes. Well, that's good. That's good. We'll save some of this other stuff.
Okay.
We're going to talk about oneprayer.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
I liked that.
Did you look it up?
I did.
Okay. We're going to talk about that on the next show.
I'm in. I'm on. I am. I am plugged in.
You are. I am connected. You're like the forum queen.
I wouldn't say that.
You are. You're like the forum queen now.
How is that?
Because you're queen of the forum in my book.
Oh, in your book. Yeah.
That's right. So.
So the rules don't apply to me then?
What rules?
I don't know. Apparently there's rules on the forum. I haven't read any of that.
There's rules. You should read the rules.
I'm just kidding.
Yes, the rules apply to you.
Surely. I mean, no, I can get an exemption from you.
In fact, I'll hold you to a higher standard
now. Oh, I see. I don't hijack.
I didn't say you did. I said there is no hijacking. That's the rule.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oneprayer.com. So we're going to do this as a community, My Life Ministries.
Yeah.
We're going to do this as a community. And I suggest that if you either do it with us, which would be great. We wish that you would. Or that you maybe even look into it for your local church or your local fellowship, if you're a minister or a leader of some type, or suggest it to your minister or leader of some type. And what it is you get together.
I thought we were going to do this tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it more tomorrow.
Okay, why are you talking about it now then?
Because I wanted to introduce it.
Oh, okay.
Is that all right with you?
I guess. You just sounded like you were launching in.
Did you not get the form I filled out that said I can talk about this?
No.
I swear you signed off on it.
There's no form.
Oh, there's no form?
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry. Can I talk about it anyway?
Okay, I guess.
All right, good. So, where was I? So, you get together as a group, okay, and you write a prayer together. You write a prayer together, you know, so that you
That's
all
what you said.
I said it twice.
No. You know you do that a lot.
I do what a lot?
Say things twice.
That's so people understand me.
Yeah. You repeat what you said a second time and then launch into your story.
You've already said that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's because people interrupt me and I forget where I am, so I have to back up a track.
Okay. Like tape or CD?
At my age, tape.
Okay.
We'll get into that. Not an 8-track tape, ma'am.
Well, I didn't say an 8-track.
You were doing 8-track tape noises.
No, I was not.
Yes, you were. Those were 8-track
just a regular, whatever the tapes are that I listen to.
Those are track noises.
Whatever. I don't know. I don't do sound effects, so you get what you get. And it was a tape. Whatever the little tapes were.
You know what? I'm going to be record now.
Memorex
tape. I'm going with albums. Are you done? What kind of tapes are you listening? Are you recording?
That's a record
static?
Scratching.
That's a record scratching. You're out of control.
So you're gonna talk about your whatever you're talking about.
I don't know, Emma.
I don't know. You better get to it.
You get together, you write a prayer together, you get everybody to buy in, you get everybody to contribute. And then you all agree to pray it together for 1 week.
Mm.
One prayer. And so there you go. There's a larger.
So what are you going to talk about tomorrow?
Larger,
you just said all
larger
that.
Aspects to it. Okay. That I will talk about tomorrow. Good grief. Maybe I'll talk about it tomorrow. Maybe she'll harass me the entire time and I won't get anything out. I don't know. Tune in and see.
What?
What? What'd you do?
A nail.
Did you hurt yourself?
I did.
Did you scratch yourself?
No.
Did you scratch yourself with your hook?
Oh.
Sleeper. She's a sleeper. She's very sweet when she's awake, though. What?
Nothing.
It's true. And when I'm snoring, you don't just wake me up and tell me I'm snoring and tell me to turn over. You jab me with your elbow. I have bruises.
Seriously.
You almost broke my nose one time.
Oh, I bet it's probably true. But if you had to listen to his horrible loud snoring and every single night and the sleep that you lose from it, it makes me crazy. I'm buying you one of those $60 mouth teeth guard things that look like football players wear. I'm getting that for you. Okay. Something has got to work.
Sure.
The snoring's out of control.
Okay.
It's out of control.
You done?
I am.
Okay.
You asked.
Okay.
Maybe that's why I'm cranky when I'm sleeping. You ever considered that?
It's not because you're laying in an ocean over there of slobber.
Seriously.
It's like row. Can I tell that story?
No,
I gotta tell that story.
No.
Yeah, oh, come on, let me tell that story. Because people are gonna think worse than it is. When we first started dating, she doesn't slobber when she sleeps, okay? It's just a joke between us. Because when we first started dating, we were watching a movie together, and she laid her head in my lap. We were watching this movie, and she fell asleep, and I didn't know it. You know. And then I guess later on I kind of did know it, and I kind of looked down. So I just left her there because I thought it was sweet that she was laying in my lap. You know, it was really sweet. She fell asleep in my lap. So I finished watching the movie. And then she sat up. You know, the movie's over, so she sits up. And I looked down, and I thought, did I pee in my pants? She's been sleeping in pee. But no. It was a large
puddle. I guess I was comfortable with you, huh?
Comfortable enough to slobber all over
me? I guess so. Gross.
It was completely innocent.
Well, that's good.
Anyway, there's a lot of embarrassing stories about me. There's only like three about her, and I like telling them. They're rare.
That's good. Throw your wife under the bus. That's good.
It's a collective bus.
Oh, okay. As long as it's collective, then it's all right.
Sometimes you drive, sometimes I drive.
Okay.
Bun squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.